Cortana, start the podcast.
Playing Palette Swap Ninja.
Jimmy just left the mall. They had no games at all. He stopped by to play Daytona USA. The arcade closed its doors back in 2004. In just a few years, the coin-ops disappeared. He was gonna own an arcade. He was gonna rent a space. He was gonna get some neon to illuminate the place.
Downloading Geezer Gamers Community Cast episode number 200. Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. I'm your host, Cyber Knight. Fire Medic 41 is joining me tonight. Hey, Medic.
Hello.
How's it going, my man?
It is going good. It is going good. It is our 200th episode. I still can't believe it, that this thing is still somehow going for 200 episodes.
And can't like believe they haven't kicked us off the air yet.
They're limping it along for 200 episodes. Hey, but we're here. We're here.
We are
200
here.
Episodes. And Bovine's here?
Yes. How'd you know?
I'm magic.
Awesome.
And there's a few others that just that kind of stormed in too as well.
Wow, it's like an episode of This Is Your Life. We've got Devastator, Blast from the Past. Dev, how you doing, man?
Much better now. Happy birthday. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good. Let's see who else we got on the line. I see Mossfly out there. Mossfly, say hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hello?
Doing good. Doing good, yep. And reaching good, even further
there's
back fast the out there.
Could have totally let him sit on mute for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll put him on mute. All right. Midnight Ghost joining the show. Midnight.
Wow.
How is everybody doing?
Good to hear from you. It's been a long time there, buddy.
It has been a long time.
I can't believe we're all still alive.
Oh, bad karma. Bad karma. Bad karma.
Well, the night is young.
Well, Devastator, I'd like to thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Oh,
so,
okay. I deserve that.
So, guys, you've been with us off and on for the past 200 episodes. We've been at this, can you believe we've been at this for 4 years now?
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Congratulations on filling up the internet.
Yeah, no kidding. Showing that there is plenty of room for everybody out here.
Yeah, really.
So, man. All right. Oh. Midnight, what have you been up to? And we haven't had you online in a couple of years, so let's hear from you first. Where have you been? What you been up to, man?
Let's see. I'm trying to think how long it's been. The cast has been on for 4 years, so I know it hasn't been that long. So let's see. I'm up. Family wise, I'm up to two girls. One who just turned four last month, and an 18-month-old. So they're keeping me busy, and other than that, really, I work constantly, nonstop, and game very little. I've actually just the last couple I've probably gamed more in the last 2 months than I have in the last year. since Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty came out, and Destiny and Dragon Age. So those three games have been taking up my last 3 or 4 months. Mainly the last couple of months. I put a whole playthrough on Dragon Age. I don't know, maybe 95 or 100 hours, and it's like old home time for that. I haven't put that much time into a game in quite a long time.
Yeah, wow.
That's very cool. Medic, we got somebody else there on the line?
We do. Storming out of the historical, let's just say the ages of geezer gamers, someone that we all know and love and don't get a chance to game with, unfortunately, as often as I used to, but Maura Kendi, welcome to the show.
Howdy! From the very dreary winter has made another visit to Texas, part of the world.
Okay. Wow. All right. So define what winter has made it to Texas. Now, keeping in mind that I'm from Texas and I'm in Colorado right now. So
let's just say that over the course of the last 7 days or so, we had spring-like weather, temperatures in the 70s, and now we're back to gray skies. It's snowing west of here. Going to be chilly again in the morning and just very, very wintry. So
I'm going to go back to, is it sticking on the ground even?
I don't know. Well, we're not supposed to get any frozen precipitation here. It's supposed
to west,
stay
apparently
above freezing, so it'll just be wet. But out west of here, yeah, that's my understanding. They're going to have icy roads and some accumulation and real winter.
Real winter.
Wow. That sounds rough.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you about real winter right now, Morgan. it's a balmy 25 degrees and 4 inches of snow and still coming down right now.
Wow, that's going to be coming through my phone here in a minute then, isn't it? That's major, yeah. No, I start whining when it gets under 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, more kitty. So,
don't you have like a violin sound or anything to play or something?
Oh, let's see.
You're usually good at that. Come on the ball. Let's
Godfather
go.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say we missed the opportunity for that.
Yeah.
Sad trombone.
Well, I feel warmer already.
It's my theme song, I swear.
More Candy, I'm gonna we're glad you joined the cast. Would you like to try a trivia question to win a prize?
I'll try, but I'm not making any promises.
Okay, this is a geezer related trivia question.
Okay.
Okay. I think you're gonna be able to get this. I really do.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Geezer Gamers was founded by a group of friends. Or friends of friends, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Of those original groups of friends, name three of the founders.
Ooh, okay.
By gamer tag. By gamer tag.
Oh, crap. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's Hawk 75. There's T-Bone.
They added him later as an honorary, but whatever. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I think T-Bone.
T-Bone was kind of a founder. Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
Oh man, I can't think of either of the Tisdale guys. The gamer tags all of a sudden.
I will give it to you. We'll give it to you. We'll give you, because there's two
probably,
of them.
As the honorary old folk geezer gamer here, yeah, okay, I'll take it.
We'll give it. We'll just pick one. We'll pick one and we'll go with Jamie.
Okay, yeah.
Jamie.
Well, Jamie and Dave, I just don't remember what their, I just
couldn't
remember what the gamer tags were.
So very good, very good. I will I'll take you offline here, Maury, and we'll tell you what you've won.
Okay.
That way we're all that way we're all mysterious and stuff.
Ooh, yeah, we'll let people wonder. Let some rumors start.
And no one gets disappointed.
Yeah, then people will really tune into the next community cast. Yeah.
All right, Maury, hold on just a second. I'll take you offline.
Okay.
All right, so while Medic's taking care of business there, Devastator, it's been a while since we've heard from you. What have you been up to lately? What you been doing?
Yeah, really. I've been, you know, just bouncing around a little bit, not doing anything too fancy, you know, sticking with a little bit of the Halo and the little bit of Destiny, trying to catch up on some things like that. I've been severely addicted to Star Wars Commander on the iPad. For some reason, I don't know why. I guess that's my Candy Crush that people are addicted to. But I was determined to get Darth Vader out there to start killing people because, I don't know, it's what I look forward to in life. And, not a whole heck of a lot else. You know, just, you know, keeping busy. You know, our company got taken over, so trying to keep my job, you know.
Yeah.
So working a lot. Yeah. Always good to do the buying and not being bought, you know. So
I guess, yeah. So now you have to pretend that you're important to the company so that they'll keep you around.
Yeah, I'm a people person. Yeah. So, yeah, not a whole heck of a lot else. Sorry.
All right.
I'm a bit boring. No price for
me. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in like a year or so. What you been up to?
I know.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. I wish I had something. I got nothing.
It's the geezerly things. Mossfly, what you been up to?
What's up, buddy? Oh, it's been a long time since I talked to you last. Finished off Halo 3, finally. Still on my achievement for the day kick. Yeah, that's great, right? the achievement for the day thing that I started on True Achievements is... kind of become a chore now. not enjoying it as much as I once had, but almost up to 60 days. So,
wow.
don't know if that's a good thing, or if I need to start gamer score anonymous because that might be teetering on the addiction level. I've been playing. I've also been playing this thing called Trivia Crack against this guy named Fire Medic. God, that guy drives me nuts. And I'll say that now since he's offline, can't play back.
In the ass.
He's back. Oh, crap. other than that, not a whole lot since last week. So.
Fair enough. Bovine. Your turn, man.
Yes. I've been playing Far Cry 4 and some pinball. And, you know, I did play Advanced Warfare I haven't been playing it in weeks. And I was terrible at it. It was frustrating. So I went back to playing Far Cry. But that's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing.
Wow. You're kind of boring, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I did remember one thing I was playing, though, for what it's worth.
Uh-oh.
The new Game of Thrones, like the episode one, I played through that pretty, you know, it's pretty short, you know, but it was a lot of fun if you're a fan of Game of Thrones. It's really interesting, a lot of quick little twists and turns, you know, important guys that you start to, like, die. Spoiler. I guess I should have said spoiler first. But,
yeah.
Imagine that. So,
yeah. Yeah, if you know anything about Game of Thrones, that's not really anything new.
Nope.
You don't get to like anybody because once you do, they're dead.
Okay, so I got a question. In the episode, how much nudity is in the game?
Thus far, none.
Screw it.
Here, hold on. Wait, let me,
I don't want to play that.
Let me think. There's no pause button.
You were thinking
so
it, too.
That's what you're thinking of. If there was nudity, you couldn't just, like, hang out there.
Well, that's what the game DVR is for.
Xbox, record that.
Then you look at the clip and it's just like the same thing for 5 minutes.
Loop it, share it, favorite it, put it on your homepage, send it to your church. Anyway, no, there isn't anything like that, but there is a lot of like pretty gory deaths. Yeah, you know, so yeah. There's fun in that.
Well, okay, yeah, I suppose. Get that anywhere though.
Yeah.
We all became cynical bastards, didn't we?
That's what makes us geezers.
So,
yes.
This is where 200 episodes have gotten us, talking about virtual porn on Xbox Live.
Oh, come on. Tell me that wasn't the first thing you thought of when you talked to you saw that Halo visor or Holo visor
oh.
thing.
Segway, oh, that was,
yeah.
First thing I typed in our GroupMe chat was, any bets on how long before we see Holo porn once this thing comes out?
Will not take that bet. Hey, remember a movie from the 80s? I think it had Natalie Wood in it. It was called like Brain Scan or Brain Scanners or something like that, or Scanners. Well, it wasn't Scanners, but like they had a kind of thing like that. You put it on your head and you could experience what someone else recorded. And no, just me?
No.
There was a movie called Scanners. There was a movie called Scanners.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
with the head exploder thing, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm not thinking of wasn't Dead Zone sort of the similar? That was a Stephen King book, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Anthony Michael Hall, wasn't it, that we did that?
Oh, yeah, the one on TV, right?
Anyway. But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We really are not talking about anything right now. We're really talking about nothing.
Really aren't.
We hit 200. We ran out of stuff to talk about.
200 episodes of nothing.
Well, I'm just easily distracted. I'm pretty sure. I thought the shiny, and I was like, hey.
Pretty sure that we ran out of things to talk about in episode 8, but.
And yet we're still here.
And still talking about nothing.
Yeah. So yeah, I was kind of thinking about, you know, 4 years ago, where were we as far as gaming was concerned, compared to what we just saw today. If you had seen the Windows events that Microsoft put out today with the holographic technology, the things that are coming to Windows 10, where you can stream video games from your Xbox to any Windows 10 device. They're bringing out, again, cross-platform play. Fable Legends is going to be on Windows 10, so you'll be able to play that against people on the Xbox and against on the PC at the same time. So, hey, maybe we'll see a sequel to Shadowrun.
You know, I'm taking it all with a grain of salt. Remember when they were showing off, what was that, Skater Girl selling T-shirts or something?
Oh, yeah.
So
that was going to be Kinect, right? The future of Kinect. You could scan in your designs and sell them online or something like that, right?
Yeah, the good old
really?
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when they were first showing off Project Natal and what you're going to do with it.
Oh, God, how could you?
Yeah, all that technology and the function of my Kinect is to for me to yell at it 6 times to tell it to turn on, and then for it to auto log me in. That's probably the single thing that it does right 99% of the time is auto log me in when I walk in front of the machine. But other than that, it doesn't really do anything.
Okay, seriously, that's still cool technology.
Oh no, it is. Yeah, it is cool tech. But
I think one of the coolest things that the voice commands have done is given us awesome videos in the beginning of people inadvertently turning their shit off during the game. Right. You see, everybody's seen the videos, right? Of like, I don't even want to say it because my machine is logged in right now, and I'm talking to you through it. But if you haven't seen those videos, well, that is really funny. Just go out there and look for Xbox related I don't even know. No, you know, you guys say it because I'm logged in.
So,
yeah.
So you're saying we might screw you up if we say Xbox turn off?
I love watching kids have just like lose their connection after that. It just cracks me up. Some of, you know, that's just great stuff. I don't know.
It's amusing that they didn't have like the foresight to know what was going to happen. I think that's what makes it. Because if you see somebody with that name, wouldn't you immediately know why their name is that way?
Well, a couple of them caught it right. That was the funnier part too. In during those videos, like, oh, that was close.
Oh, you almost got me. I almost said Xbox turn off. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So the Kinect has done good things. But we didn't have the Kinect 4 years ago, right? I mean, did we? Did we have the Kinect 4 years ago? Were we still on the Xbox live camera 4 years ago?
Oh, 4 years? I think we had the Kinect.
We
must have been doing this for longer than 4 years, because we've skipped a few weeks.
I got my Kinect Sports right here. I'm going to pull it up, see if it has a date on it in the manual. Talk about something while I look.
The first generation Kinect was first.
Again, we haven't been talking about anything for 4 years, so I don't know where to start.
So,
2010.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah, it's down to 2010, yeah. You and your fancy lookups.
Yeah, thanks, Dev. Glad you were on that.
I can say with absolute certainty that 4 years ago today, in all likelihood, I was playing MW2. Because at that point, I was still playing Call of Duty every single day.
Yeah, me too. I was a definite fanboy.
No idea what I was playing 4 years ago. Probably Halo.
Oh, the original Borderlands, maybe.
I was about a year late on Borderlands. Everybody had stopped playing by the time I picked it up.
So let me ask you guys right now.
I kept telling you, you got to get it.
Most of us, I think, and not so much cyber, but I mean, you have. So, most of us, I think, have all like been really into Call of Duty at some point or another, right?
Yes.
Fair enough.
So, where does that go now? I mean, do you think the Call of Duty franchise is done? I mean, do you think Advanced Warfare maybe is? I mean, maybe the last three iterations of the game is just kind of dropped off, and maybe people buy it just off of name now rather than, you know, excellent gameplay. I mean, do you think they can reinvent their title at all? I mean, do you think they're going to go the route of Halo, where they're now thrust into the position of having to reinvent their game? What happens next year?
They're going to have to do something different. They should go back to their roots entirely and go back to Nazis. I miss killing Nazis.
You know, it's funny. The thing that still keeps me coming back. I mean, I bought Titanfall, I bought Destiny, I enjoyed Destiny. But the problem is that I kind of fell off and stopped playing it when Call of Duty came out, and I kind of got back into it. I didn't play last year's all that much. But I kind of got back into it this year, playing it some more. And after I took maybe a month off of playing Destiny, maybe 6 weeks off of playing Destiny between Call of Duty and Dragon Age, all of a sudden all the people I was playing Destiny with all have level 30 characters, and my level 21 characters can't do the raids and all the crap that they're doing. And you know, one of the things that kind of keeps me back to Call of Duty is I can just drop in and out, and it doesn't really matter all that much what level my multiplayer character is or anything like that. I can just drop in and out, and I can go not play it for a few weeks and come back, and it doesn't matter. Levels and stuff like that don't matter because I can just pick up a gun and start shooting people. And, you know, Destiny, I'd like to kind of get back into it, but the thought of trying to level my character up from 10 to 30 plus just makes me want to stab myself in the eye, and so I just don't, and I just keep playing Call of Duty and Dragon Age.
Well, okay, so in defense of Destiny, you can get leveled up quicker than you used to. So that is possible. But I totally get what you're saying. And I think for me, for Destiny, their gameplay and everything changed after this last DLC. So the way the game handles completely changes. But you're conceptually still right that a level 21 wouldn't be able to play with a level 30. And does a level 30 want to, you know, step down what they're doing to go, you know, bring the level 21 up to some of the other stuff? And I would say that absolutely we'd do it to get you leveled up if that's what you wanted to do and to hang out with you. And there's always, you know, the multiplayer, right? There's always going into the Crucible and PvP where rank doesn't matter. So that's right. More along the lines of the Call of Duty, what you're talking about, the Call of Duty stuff. Clearly, I mean, you don't have that PvE, that co-op PvE environment where things are level-based. So in just the PvP environment with Call of Duty, you can drop in and out. And that's the same with Destiny in the PvP environment as well.
Yeah, that's true.
One quick question, though. Like, if someone such as myself does not have the DLC, do you think it would be the same reaction or the same rate of advancement regardless? Or
yeah. So one thing they did that was really kind of cool, and I didn't know that they did because I have the DLC, was even if you don't have the DLC, you just can't go do the DLC missions. But inherently on the back end, all of the things that they changed for everybody. And you can still acquire some of the equipment, I think, and you can still do some of their bounty system. You can do even some of the new bounties that are included in the DLC. You just can't do the missions that's what it seems like of people I've talked to. So not everybody has a DLC. Ultimately they get it because they want to be able to do everything, but I don't think not having it is a complete detraction from the game or the way the game plays now.
Did they improve the loot drops on it at all, or?
Yeah, they did.
That's the reason why I stopped playing.
We still thank Bungie. Here we go. You guys ready for a rant?
Hit it.
Yeah, let it go.
Fire medic all over it.
Hold on. So there we go. We'll start off with that. Okay. Dear Bungie, I am a level 31 guardian. I want to thank you for the countless and innumerable motherfucking green orbs that you cannot seemingly find a way to stop dropping for me. They are fucking worthless. I have nothing for the color green anymore. I don't even want to look at a goddamn lawn or a tree. Blue is borderline. I am sick of green fucking orbs. Why would you give a high-ranked player green fucking orbs? We're talking about GFOs here, Bungie, okay? Don't want the green... Oh, look, I shot a thrall. Oh, green orbs. It's like fucking green fireworks all over the goddamn place. But it's pulling goddamn teeth to get a blue fusion rifle out of your ass so I can finish Pocket Infinity, okay? So I'm telling you, stop with the green fucking orbs for anybody over level 20.
So that's a no. They didn't really improve it.
And I wish you would have said that before Christmas. I would have made you one and sent it to you in the mail.
So despite that, they have improved some of the loot drops. Legendaries fall more often. Blue fusion rifles can't seem to fucking fall, but everything else kind of falls with green orbs.
What about those shard thingies?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, shards, radiant energy. I mean, the whole level up of. So all ranting and kidding aside, it is much easier to level up or find a way to level up rather than spending hours upon hours upon hours on a grind. So.
That's what I want. Cool.
You have to work for it, but it's not like grinding. I mean, you have to go find, you know, do the daily missions or do the weekly heroic story or whatever. But shards and energy, everything's much easier to get.
Especially the green.
My whole thing was that you did all that grinding, and it's like, okay, it didn't drop anything, and I needed the shards, and then we could get the shards if I break down some legendary weapons, and I wasn't getting that anymore, and it was just, I was like, you know, this isn't worth it.
No, I agree. It was very hard. And now, you know, if you need like 8 helium filaments and you don't want to spend an hour like running some kind of circuit, and you have enough crucible marks, you can just go buy them. So
that's cool.
You can play the game. Yeah, you just go buy them. You know, you spend 10 crucible points or whatever, and just buy your whatever materials you need.
I gotta say, no other game in a long time has made me drink as much as that game has. You're just like so frustrated.
Early on, it was rough.
Okay.
But let me say this. When was Destiny released?
August, I think.
August, September timeframe, right?
Yeah.
So. It's almost like a record for me lately with, you know, a AAA title being released that I'm still playing it 4 months later. Believe it or not, when you really think about it, I mean, you know, Titanfall, I love Titanfall. I really love Titanfall. So I wasn't playing three and a half, four months later.
Hmm.
Watch Dogs, wasn't playing 2 months later. I mean, you know, It's something I kind of noticed that either I finished the game or I've been bored with it actually pretty quickly. So, still playing Destiny. I don't know. But if you jerks over at Bungie could actually see your way clear to maybe just, I don't even want the goddamn orbs. Seriously, just eliminate them for our level. Nobody wants the fucking things. Okay.
But you might want the weapon parts.
You know, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to say, oh, okay, Fire Medic 41. There we go. There's that asshole. Yep. No more weapon parts.
Now you get nothing at all.
So tune in next month on podcast 204 when I start ranting that I no longer get weapon parts or armor parts or whatever.
You'll still be playing it.
Yeah.
I'll still be playing it. So, Cyber?
Yeah.
You want to talk about a little bit more about Windows 10? You and Moswell, you guys were all Windows 10-y today, right?
Well, you know, I was kind of watching a live blog of it while I was working. Had a lot going on, so I couldn't watch the stream. But it's looking pretty cool. I think the coolest thing is that it's going to be a free update for everybody who has anything Windows 7 and above. So we will
That's
all be on
cool.
the Windows 10 hype train there. They're bringing some of the gaming stuff that they've learned with the Xbox One over to the PC, where Windows 10 will have built in a game DVR, which they say will work Steam-based games. So
I have a really what did you just say? Did you A free, because I missed this apparently. It's a free upgrade.
A free upgrade.
Yeah.
Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1. In the first year, you can upgrade to Windows 10 for free.
And within the first year.
Yes.
No, they're doing this from now on. Allegedly, supposedly, it's going to be a more fully a lot of updates more often versus a full operating system upgrade. Every year or 2 years, 3 years, whatever. They're changing the subscription model for operating systems for them, allegedly.
So you're going to subscribe to the operating system. It's freemium!
I heard it was going to be free for the first year, then it's going to go up to $99 for 2 weeks, and then drop back down to free.
And when it does that, it's going to leave a whole bunch of green orbs for you.
So a piece of absolutely worthless trivia. I am participating tonight via Windows 10. I don't have anything better to do at work. Apparently, I've been running the Windows 10 release or beta or whatever the hell they're calling it, technical right. preview.
Oh, cool. On the CTP?
Yeah, on my I blew away one of my work laptops, and I run it every day. I use it all day every day for work, and I'm Skyping from it as we speak.
That's cool.
So
you
if
know
he randomly disappears, we know why.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Seriously. And out of the stuff that I use, so I do IT consulting and mostly Microsoft based stuff, and so I live in the Windows world, and really the only thing that hasn't worked, and I decided that I just don't care, is that we push a lot of Cisco gear, and the last versions of the Cisco VPN software won't run. I haven't been able to get them to run on Windows 10, but I just decided I don't care. And,
well, I'm glad you told me that, because that's what we use, and I was thinking about doing that on my home computer.
Yeah, I tried to install it a couple times. It didn't work, and I just said, nah, I don't care. I've got other ways to access client systems, so I just don't use it. So you may be able to get it to work if you put a little time into it, but I didn't want to put any time into it, so. I actually had the same problem on Windows 8. It was a little bit of a task to get the Cisco VPN client running on Windows 8 too. So,
but you know what? It really says a lot on how like they really want to skip Windows 8, right? Like, so if you got 7 rolling, you know, just go right to 10. Forget about 8. Didn't happen. It's like Vista or ME or pick your poison, I suppose.
Yeah, and you know, I really don't think it you know, and I take this for what it's worth, but you know, if you set it up to boot, because the same machine I run on 8.8.8.1 for a while, and 8.1's fine if I after I set it up to boot right to the desktop and make those sorts of tweaks to it, and you know, I never used the start screen for anything, at least not the way that Microsoft intended it to be used.
Right.
But, you know, other than that, it was fine. It's fast. I mean, this, I don't want to sound like a commercial here, but this HP Ultrabook that I'm using is, you know, it boots up in less than 16 or 17 seconds to the desktop. And, I mean, that's, you know, compared to Windows 7 and earlier, I mean, that's blazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for that infomercial, you get more green orbs.
Yes, exactly.
Green orbs!
I'd love to give those out as prizes.
So we're running a little low on time. I would actually like to, real quick, and he hasn't joined us in a while, and I don't know if he listens to the cast, but shout out to Squidgy Flint for all his time and efforts over the years in keeping the continuity of the cast, especially you know, getting up and getting going. So, Squidgy, if you're out there, big shout out to you. Thank you for everything you did for the Community Cast. And yeah. Cyber Knight, especially over the last few years, for sometimes trudging along by himself.
Yes.
In the cold, in the dark, barefoot.
All alone.
Uphill,
yes.
Both ways.
Both ways.
So
occasionally. So, big props to you for keeping it, and I'm going to say that. And honestly, Cyber, you're a major reason that we've hit 200. So, thanks for doing that. I think the CommuniCast is a very important part of Geezer Gamers. So,
I'm just stubborn enough to keep it going.
That you are.
About 150 episodes longer than we've had content for, but I keep it going.
Well, again, sometimes we just sit here and you know, talk and listen to ourselves talk. I mean, but you know, it is what it is.
Yep, and just to piggyback on your shout out to Squidgy Flint, though, he is still watching over the Geezer Gamers forums. He's on there cleaning up the spam for us quite a bit. So I really appreciate the time he does, just kind of hang out there and you know, he's our janitor. He's doing a good job there.
Oh, there's something to that. The janitor. He might need a title.
I can make that happen.
I would like to spend, if you guys don't mind, and I know it's the 200th cast of Geezer Gamer Community Cast, but if we could kind of carve it just a little bit early here and give me about 2.5 minutes at the end, I want to do, I think it's kind of a special thing for me. So I'll just tell you, Cyber, we only have about 2 minutes.
Yeah, give or
before
take.
Before we sign off with something special.
All right. Not like we haven't run long before, so.
True. And not like anybody's really listening. Hey, wait. You know what? Something I also I forgot to mention so far in the cast. Fuck you, Lizard Squad, you little hacky shits. I'm glad you're going behind fucking bars, you little bastards. Okay.
And Biomedic's going to drop off. Stuff gets hacked.
they're going to hack my PC and just have green orbs pop all over it all the time.
You got the developers and the hackers dropping green orbs on your ass. So.
I'm not worried.
So the one last piece of news I wanted to throw out there that I thought was really cool that came out of the Windows 10 thing was the ability to stream Xbox One games to your PC over Wi-Fi. So it's similar to the Steam streaming, but it comes from your Xbox to whatever Windows 10 device you want on your Wi-Fi network. So I thought that was really kind of a cool little piece of tech.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. Well, guys, real quick, I hope maybe we'll have a few seconds on the backside, but this is kind of important to me, so this is for a good friend.
Yes, I hear you talking, but I wanna concentrate right now. Me and my clan are playing, and we still have another round. Just a few minutes, I know I have a choice to do. I swear I'll give my to them after a break.
I cringe. time I hear that. I totally can't sing.
I thought it was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Some of those notes must have been really freaking hard, but yeah. Better
than me. I had to actually put some echo on it so you couldn't really hear how terrible it sounded.
Auto-tune it up.
That we have all had that conversation, you know, and with the guys that we were gaming with online, you know, that something, you know, I've only got one more, I've only got you know, maybe two, or you know, something's going on at home, and you don't want to leave, but you know, leave the game, but you probably should because you know the family's kind of ragging you a little bit or whatever. And so honestly, I've always kind of resonated with that, you know, the piece where he kind of breaks out and has that conversation with the pseudo group of people that he's playing with. I got to tell you guys this: when Bovine first gave us this song, and this song debuted on the Retro Arcade, when we first played this song, I was like, "Man, this is awesome! This is phenomenal!" What I mean, did you actually capture all of it? You know, do a voice capture of all of us one night or something? Because all those different voices, and I'm going to say even one of them sounded like me, and they're all I don't know if you guys know this, but they're all just Bovine at different you know, they're all him.
They're all inside his head.
All living,
right.
I'm like,
wow.
Inside his head.
I don't remember
so
recording
cool.
All those. It was weird.
It was so cool. So the reason I honestly one of the reasons I want to play it. We've done some pretty creative stuff throughout the Geezer Gamer Community Cast. We've had the commercials. We had a spinoff show, the Retro Arcade, and so a lot of that has been a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of really creative fun stuff. So I kind of wrap a lot of that up right there with just a few more minutes, because honestly, probably one of the cooler creative things that we've done. And I really liked the damn song. I thought it was well done. So there.
Bravo.
Well, thank you.
So
like, where can we get it on iTunes or what?
No, I will get sued.
Yeah, if you want,
and then I can have another.
What you gotta do,
then I can have another Bovine GoFundMe site.
Come on, get sued for $3.
You do that, and
pay off, kid.
Nice.
Bovine gets sued by Kiss, and then we can have a GoFundMe site for Bovine again.
He made $3.96 and got sued.
Good stuff. So how many episodes are we averaging a year? 50?
It's going to be a little less
be more than
50. That. I was looking back at the site, geezermedia.net, and it looks like the first post on there was like episode number 50, which was 5 years ago.
Oy.
So, yeah, we've missed a few weeks here and there that kind of stretch us back a little bit, but we're getting pretty close to averaging 3 a month, maybe 4.
So in perspective, if anybody's listening and you've stayed with us from the beginning, I mean, wow, thanks, because that's kind of cool. And the flip side of that coin is, are you seriously listening to us that often? Because that's pathetic.
Like,
I mean,
we started
you have,
since,
like,
if anybody's listening.
There's actually entertainment value out there somewhere else that's not in this podcast. I'm just saying. The more you know. All right. Well, I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta say one thing though. Like, I'm glad that the invite came out for this as well, because you know I have been lax. I hate myself for it. You know, I don't need any razzing from anyone. I got enough.
Yeah, we hate you too for it.
I got enough like white Catholic guilt, you know, from everything, you know, so to fill up my coffers for a while. But I'm going to use this as a jumping off point, and I'm going to get back involved, and I want to.
Right on.
I'm enjoying this, you know, so I need more of this in my life, and other people should have more of this in their life, I say. So
wait, you need more of this in your life. That is a really – I'm sorry, dude. That's
you don't know how bad it is, man.
That's – wow. Because if you need this in your life, brother
– I look forward to green orbs. How about that?
Green orbs!
And it was much
I mean, seriously, how fucking pathetic are things got to be that you look forward to this? I mean, wow.
All right. I am flip-flopping. I hate you all, and don't ever call me again.
It is. You know what? I do say I've been I've been lax and off and on with the cast and jumping in and out. But you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a blast to get together with you guys. It's a blast when people actually do call in and participate with us. It's a lot of fun just interact. This is why we're all part of all this in the first place. Is that
yep.
You know we want to collaborate. We want to be together and have a good time and laugh. I mean, I don't remember any community cast where we didn't at least have a good time and laugh at each other. So,
yep, totally.
It's good stuff.
Yep,
good stuff.
Yep, even the ones when I'm on my own, I laugh at myself.
Well, we're laughing at you. I mean, I'll admit it. These other guys may not, but you know, it's okay. And I would be incredibly remiss. We did have a founder who was going to join us tonight, who likes to call himself the short, fat, bald lawyer. And if there's not a joke in there, then something's wrong with you. That type of thing. Reaper was going to join us. Apparently, he's working on some kind of murder case or something. He's something lawyerly. And he asked that we not bust his balls too much about not being here. I have refrained because I had a whole laundry list of stuff I was going to line up with him. So I have refrained from busting his balls in that regard. But we're sad that you couldn't join us, Reap. So maybe next time. And there, that's it.
Yep. Well, you know, he can join us anytime because we're here every week.
Well, we're going on the next 200, so he can.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we go ahead and wrap it up?
Yes.
All right.
Righty.
Devastator, Midnight Ghost. It's great to have you guys back. Bovine, Mossfly, Fire Medic. Great to have you guys on as always. And if you want to get in touch with us, geezergamers.com on the forums. We can reach us at geezercast@geezergamers.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/geezercast. So on behalf of all these bozos, we'll see you online.
Later.
MF. Green orbs! God damn it!
I want that as a ringtone.
Game over, man. Game over.